and welcome to the Love Meesh Podcast. I'm your host, Meesh, and it's a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. I've been podcasting for about 3 years now, so happy third birthday to me. I'm super excited to continue growing and sharing my journey with you. So welcome to my world. Hey, loves, and welcome back to part two of Release the Job. Y'all heard Beyonce, get in line, release the job. It's so funny because I was listening to Jessie Wu. Check her out. She's on YouTube. And she was saying, who finna release that dog? Who finna release that? You all gone too far, Beyonce. And it was so funny because I know this message isn't for everyone. So that's really how life is. Everything that happens isn't for everybody. But if it, you know, sometimes we'll say, God, send me a message. Send me a message. This is the message, honey. Send me a sign. Send me a clue. This is it. You have to choose you over anything. People, places, things, money, love. You have to love, honor, and respect you. Because if you are a mirror image of God, if you are not taking care of yourself, disrespecting yourself, not honoring yourself, you're doing that to God. God, you are the temple of God. God is in you. So if you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for God. But doing it for you is doing it for God. Feel me? Okay, so I have about three clips that are talking about either leaving, quitting, or turning away. And I wanted to share them with you. So here we go.
So there's a new phenomenon, ladies and gentlemen, sweeping through workplaces across the country, and it's called quiet quitting. I don't know if you've heard of it, but if not, it's all good. We're going to break it down in today's video because it's not what it sounds like. It's not what it sounds like, but it's definitely out there. It's definitely happening. You might be doing it already. Let's talk about it. So what is this quiet quitting everybody's starting to talk about? Now, if you're like me, you thought it was people who were like quitting their jobs, but like doing it real quietly, just not telling nobody, just not showing back up. But that's not what it is. I was surprised to find out that quietly quitting doesn't involve leaving your job. Quiet quitting is actually when you stay at your job, you keep your current job, but you just kind of do the bare minimum at your job. And that's why it's the opposite of hustle culture. Okay, before, for many years, you know, in the past, hustle culture was in and people were getting to work early and they were staying late and they were putting in all these hours and their life became their job and it was just go, go, go. And they were chasing promotions and raises and it was all about the job. Quiet quitting is the exact opposite. You come to work maybe like a minute before you got to clock in. You do just enough to not get in trouble. You leave at exactly 5 o'clock. 5:01, you're already in the car down the road. And you basically do just enough to get by and not get fired. Basically, it's like your body is physically at the job. You're physically coming, clocking in, and doing your job, but you're mentally checked out.
Oh, hi. Oh, yes, I did. I quit. Oh, you too? Maybe? So, I quit. I was a mid-tier lawyer in a Big Four law firm in Singapore. For over 6 years, I slogged my guts out. The job paid me a nice six-figure salary. When I talked about my job, it always sounds like, you know, so glamorous. In the eyes of my parents, the people around me, I had made it. I was doing well. Except, you know, not really, no. Really, I was just going through the motions day after day and feeling so tired and so alone. The colleagues working alongside me all seemed happy enough. In fact, most of them were actively buying into the whole thing, even when it seems obvious that it was a pretty toxic work culture, you know? Stuff like bragging about how they worked till 1 a.m. last night. Apparently, right now, across the world, but especially in America, there's something called the Great Resignation going on. People are quitting. There's so many different reasons why they would quit, of course, but, you know, it's never really an easy, straightforward decision, is it? You go back and forth, back and forth. Well, for me, it really was these realizations about money that actually helped to make up my mind. So that is what I want to share with you today. First, that whole job salary configuration, it's a money trap. Kind of like a rat trap. You know, you get stuck and then you can't escape. Ooh, maybe that's why they call it a rat race. So you go to work at your job every day, so you get paid your salary at the end of the month, so you can then pay your bills and finance your life and so on. And the thing is, once you've got a job, you're like, hey, I'm all set. I did what I was supposed to do, right? Money's gonna be coming in at the end of every month, all financial problems solved. Time to just chill with the limited time I have off from work. You can't blame any of us for thinking that. The job's usually already pretty consuming as it is. So then, for most salaried employees, the job is the only source of income. That was exactly the case for me too. So it's all fine and dandy if you're happy with the configuration, but what if you wanted to opt out? Well, it's a trap, you can't. You could have been spending your life and time and energy and inspiration and all that good stuff you have to give, building your own businesses, your own income streams and dreams, but you didn't. You had a job. You spent all that good stuff building other people's businesses and companies. And now you need that salary, so you can't opt out of that job. Which brings me to my second realization about money, which is that money, even if a lot of it, isn't actually an adequate compensation for what the job takes away from us, I think.
And I just want to tell you, I'm the first person in my family to not go to college. And as the president has told you, I've done outstanding in spite of that. But one thing I did want to say, and one thing today just made me think about, for all the things that I've done, I'm most renowned for what I didn't do. I've made decisions in my career that a lot of people have called insane. 2004, had $50 million deal on the table, and in a crisis of conscience, flipped the table over and walked away. Went to South Africa. Everyone said I was running away from the money. That is not true. In fact, I still want that money. The idea that I wanted to just share with you guys is the idea that sometimes you do what you think is best, whether anybody understands it or not. I heard a story about my father where someone told me he used to do statistics for a company in D.C. The company he did statistics for started doing business with the South African government, so he quit his job. This caused a lot of problems between him and his wife. It's hard for a man when he can't provide for his family the way he wants to, and he suffered through it. And a generation later, when I had my crisis of conscience, I was able to go to a free South Africa and get away from the heat. This idea that what you do in your lifetime informs the generations that comes after you is something I keep thinking about, something that is so much bigger than just ourselves. And today I'm standing in front of you guys, and I know you guys are like, oh, I know you're bored. But I see family of mine in the front row some who I've never met, and I just realize how all of us are connected. That my great-grandfather built something more substantial than buildings. He built a community. And he built, more importantly than a community, he built a way. You know, so I'm very grateful. Very grateful. Hello, police. I saw something, you know what I mean? He's standing over like, so this is what black people talk about. I just want you guys to remember, you know, that right now there's this thing where ethics aren't what they used to be. This idea that People are trying to replace the ideas of good and bad with better or worse. And that is incorrect. You gotta keep your ethics intact because good and bad is a compass that helps you find the way. And a person that only does what's better or worse is the easiest type of person to control. They are a mouse in a maze that just finds the cheese. But the one who knows about good and bad will realize that he's in a maze. So, that being said, I just hope that all of you guys transcend whatever you see as your obstacles, and that you live outstanding lives, and that you stay connected to your communities because you have so much power there, and that you grow your communities and you diversify your communities, and that you don't let anybody tell you you can't or to be afraid. It's okay to be afraid because you can't be brave or courageous without fear. The idea of being courageous is that even though you're scared, you just do the right thing anyway. So in 2004, I walked away from $50 million, and in November, I made a deal for $60 million. So, although I am not the most famous comedian of my time, I would like to know what their great-grandfathers did. I'm very proud today.
Y'all know I love my Pinterest, so here is my Pinterest board called I Quit. I'm just going to run through all of them. Some of them are funny. Some of them are inspirational. You know, it's always been words for me. You add a picture, you add the emotions, and that's me. Visual, words, intention, and energy, and emotions. Okay, so here's the first one. Talented employees stay because they are, one, paid well, two, appreciated, three, listened to, four, promoted, five, involved in decisions, six, mentored, and seven, challenged. If the good Lord ever puts me into a management position, which leadership can be anything, I don't know why I just thought it meant management and supervision, but I will push for my employees to get higher pay. Like, I would, to me, a manager or a supervisor or even a leader is like a parent to a child. It's like a lot of them have been put in these roles and they don't realize it. So if I know that my employee has been at this company for years, I'm going to push for them to get good pay. I'm going to push for them to be promoted. I'm going to tell them different classes and different people that they need to get in contact to. I'm going to get them in touch with a good mentor. I'm going to make sure they're challenged. Like, you know, I'm a work mom. These are my work babies. That's how I see it. But society is so different. You know, they're basically there to get a check. You remember how some snappy teachers would be like, I'm just here to get a check. No, you're not. You're here to inspire, give birth, raise up the next generation. This is the most important job in the world because you are the first soul that these little babies are going to see before you push them into the million of different job categories that they can enter into. So that same negative energy, I got my degree, I'm just here to get a check, as a teacher to a student is ridiculous, unacceptable. And so for managers and supervisors, to your employees, why isn't this your mission? To make sure your employees are paid well, to make sure they're appreciated and listened to, get promoted, are, you know, involved in decisions, get mentored and challenged. Like, who raised you? Okay, let me keep going. That's enough todaying for today. I'm done. I felt like that so many times. I would literally call out. I use all my sick time, all my PTA, all that shit was exhausted. What I should have did was rode out on FMLA for 2 months waiting for another job to get lined up. But I said, no, I'm just use my time and dip because I know universe has my back. When you make a decision based on your heart, your soul, and your best interest, not off of money, not off of, you know, a lot of vain stuff, universe is going to back you up. So I cannot wait to say, you know, I left XYZ or I left ABC for XYZ. Like, I can't wait to reveal what that is going to be.
Emotions that arise from a toxic work environment seep into every aspect of your life. Get out. No job is worth that kind of misery. What I want to add to that is emotions that arise from toxic work seep into the trillions of cells into your body, and it negatively affects your health and your well-being. And to me, that is more important than a paycheck. The retirement age needs to be lowered to 40. I've had enough, like, seriously. And I'm 30. I'm about to be 35. So I feel that. I also feel now that I have been so masculine, now that I'm tapping into my feminine divine energy, like, they can do that. They can work nonstop. My brother's a postman, and he just does it like it's nothing. I know my uncles were seamen. They were out to sea for hours and hours and hours nonstop. My dad has always been in and out working. Like, they do that. Sun up, sun down. That's what they were built for. The divine feminine? No, ma'am. That's not. That's not it. So now that I have that in my mind, okay, the masculine goes out and gets the bacon and brings it home. The divine feminine makes dinner. She stretches how many meals she can make out of that meat. You know what I mean? Or vegan life, you know, fruits and vegetables. So our energy is supposed to be used elsewhere. And in these toxic ass jobs, it's draining. And I've heard someone else say that too. And I was like, oh, that's what it is. We're not using our life force energy, because that's what life is. It is a life force energy. And once you exhaust all of it, it's like blowing out a candle, boom, you're done. So our life force energy should be on teaching and nurturing and raising up a nation and creating. And when we're doing anything but, we're depleting ourselves or harming ourselves. We're not living up to our true, I guess, how can you say, our true divine blueprint, I should say. And there's millions of different divine feminine blueprints. But if you aren't working in that energy, it's working against you. I think that's the best way I can say it. A toxic environment is most likely to change you than you change it. So get out. And it's almost like swimming against a wave. Like, at some point, you just need to lay back and float and let that thing carry you on in. Okay. And that's another quote that's going to come up that says leave anything, not just, so this is even outside of a job. If it's toxic, if it's detrimental to your health, if it's not good for you, if it's causing, you know, anxiety, stress, mental, anything, if it's on the negative spectrum, quit, leave. My sister had made a vision board, and on her vision board, she had pivot. And I like that too, because, you know, quitters never win, all of this stuff. Okay, so let's use another term, pivot. Or if you're in the military, about phase. Okay, turn around and go the other way. Happiness is finding the job that you love. And that literally was my last pin for Pinterest. And I felt like universe was telling me, you know, it's coming. So, I don't know. I feel like a lot of stuff that we go through is a test. Like, whether it's positive or negative energy, baby, it's a test. And I feel like, you know how, oh my God, the last time I took my, when I first was taking my realtor test, I knew I would fail. And I just had a horrible feeling. I already knew before looking at it that I didn't even pass. The last 6 years later, 7 years later, actually, that's my number. I did so good on practicing. I knew the answers, reading the first three words in a sentence. So when I got to that test and I read the first three words, it was the same thing. Like, I already knew what the answer was, and I already knew I passed. So that's kind of how I feel now. Like, quitting was passing for me, like, in a grander scheme of life. Because let's say in the human existence, work is a major part of life, right? But I've stepped out of the human experience, and I'm looking at life from a spiritual experience. And work is such a small piece of that. It's like, by quitting, for all of the reasons for me, because quitting is different for everybody. Don't try to put yourself in a box. You quit for your own reason. But quitting for me was a pass, and I'm just so excited to see, like, I feel like I have an A+. let me roll up these windows, because definitely gonna rain. My nephew at the house, and he was just all over the place. I was like, let me go to the park, because I ain't gonna get this done. If it requires fake smiling, I probably won't come. I feel like that a lot. Like, if I don't really know people, I don't want to go to things.
like my god sister has a birthday coming up, and you know, her people are her people, are her tribe, right? And I'll go for support, but it's like, this is not my tribe. So I'm even learning how to say no to stuff like that for me. And it's okay. And I used to be offended when people did that. Like, I had a party 3 years ago and people came and they left. And I was like, you know, like, why didn't you stay for me? But if it doesn't serve you, leave. Like, I had to experience. I didn't get it before because I hadn't experienced that. But now that I experienced it, I can look back with new eyes and say, okay, you did what was best for you. And I'm doing the same thing. Like, you know, I get it now. Like, for me, I have to get it. If I don't get it, I don't get it. So if it requires fake smiling, I probably won't come. And I felt like that at work. Like all that good morning, like, bitch, you don't give two fucks about me. Don't good morning me. Don't good morning me. I don't know. It was just ridiculous. It was really toxic for me. And I think it spilled in every area of my life. And I felt like all this other stuff was stressing me out. No, baby girl. The common domination was that. And I didn't even realize it. Isn't that crazy? Okay, so I also have a picture of 50 hilarious farewell cakes that employees get on their last day at the office. And that was so funny. So click on that and just look through those pictures. You'll walk away from the job that is slowly killing you to pursue the one you love if you're confident. I also feel like doing one small thing or one major thing can mean one thing. Like quitting could mean leaving your job, losing your income, whatever, whatever, whatever. But it can also mean something else. Like, who knew that quitting a job that, you know, for whatever reason could give you confidence? Like, really? Like, okay. So, yeah. I feel like, again, everything in life is molding you to be your highest, greatest self. Just these emotions, the memories. It's really the emotions. If you take emotion out of life, it probably would be, you know, like, all right. Everything would just be logical. But when you throw them emotions in, it's like, oh, you know, I know people don't live together, but grief. You could have just told me grief was people leaving, but to actually feel that, oh my God. And I kind of, through all of my spiritual learnings, I've landed at chakras. I love the colors. I love the millions of meanings within them. And to me, the chakras all point to the brain, the left brain, the right brain, the logical and the creative. And it just flows down through all your chakras, through all your nerve endings, 72,000, 144,000, probably trillions and millions. That's why I love chakras so much, because they just mean so much more than seven fucking chakras. But even life, like, you can logically look at a situation, this person quit their job. Okay. And you can also look at it in a creative way, like quitting your job frees up your time to, you know, find yourself more, to find another job that makes you more money, that makes you more happy, that can help more people, that's more in tune with your spiritual calling. It's like, okay, I'm learning to look at things from two perspectives versus one. Another quote says, how in the hell could a man enjoy being awakened at 6:30 a.m. by an alarm clock, leap out of bed, dress, force feed, shit, piss, brush teeth and hair, fight traffic to get to a place where essentially you made lots of money for somebody else and were asked to be grateful for the opportunity to do so? Absolutely. It's like the audacity. But I strongly believe people only do what you allow them to do. So if you are worth trillions of dollars, but you're going to take this little ass salary and use your life force energy, then by all means. And to me, life force energy can be time too. We're only allowed it so much of time here. God gives you so much energy for each day, but he also knows how much energy you have. So you could have came here and did great work, but you settled. A lot of times it's settling. For what? Someone else's dream, someone else's vision, someone else's debt. You're making them millionaires for what? And it's like, you're going to get to heaven, you're going to get to God and be like, okay, let me run this back. And I ain't trying to run it back. I want this, I'm one and done, or however many it's been done. So let me keep going. I remember in a previous episode, I was telling y'all about a lawyer that quit his job. He was making millions of dollars being a lawyer, but he was unfucking happy. I'm there. Like, it's not a relationship. I feel like God took me in each category. A relationship does not make you happy. A job and money does not make you happy. Faith is not alone going to make you happy. I just went through each cycle. Having kids, even looking at moms have kids, because that's my issue. That doesn't fucking make them happy. Moms are finally going on YouTube. Like, this shit is ghetto. Like, they're stressed the fuck out. They don't want to say they regret their kids, but it's hard as hell trying to grow yourself and correct your own wrongs and not fuck someone else up. That's a major responsibility. Like, I am so thankful that God has put me to this point. If I would have had a child years ago, they would have been fucked the hell up. I'm so thankful that when God does decide to bless me with a human being to bring life, love, and joy to this hell-ass planet, I'm going to teach them the good and the bad. I will have so much more knowledge and wisdom to impart upon them. And I'm just great. That's my biggest grateful. Like, I think I'm going to name my daughter Noiz for knowledge and wisdom. You know what I mean? So, if somebody steal my name, bitch, you know that was my damn name. Okay, so here's another one. Jobs be asking me for 3 references, and I think I might start doing the same. Like, let me talk to 3 happy employees, please. And here we fucking go again. I mean, good morning. That's how I feel. That's definitely how I felt every fucking day. My boss can change his own damn sign. I quit. That was a fucking billboard outside, and the letter said, my boss can change his own damn sign. I quit. That shit was hilarious. This was a text message. It said, I quit today. This is how it started out. The person to the manager. Hey, I'm quitting. The manager. How come? The person. I just don't really like you guys no more. I got a new job also. So the manager. Each job requires a 2-week notice. This is extremely unprofessional on your part. Good luck. And then the employee. Each person's requires blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. You're lucky you just got a text. The fuck? That shit was hilarious to be like, they don't know who this next generation is. They don't know. People is living in motherfucking cars. Okay. People are living in their cars low key. People are getting these vans. People are rooming together. You know, they don't, the housing market, rent is the same as the housing market. You might as well buy a property at this point. So I'm about to kill it in this real estate game. What is you renting for, boo? What? The fact that you can pay rent each month? Come on over here. Let's look at your credit. Let's see what we need to do. And let's get you this loan, honey. Because the fuck? And if you don't want to stay there, up the rent and collect the residuals, honey. Like, I can't wait to murder this thing. Like, I got in the credit game and I learned that. Oh, I'm finna get in this mortgage game and learn this too. This isn't an office. It's hell with fluorescent lighting. It's time to quit my job. I've overstayed my patience. I may need to extend my lunch break into not working here anymore. What's the best job quitting story you can tell? I had to lay off my entire staff and myself with 8 hours notice. Not that this person said myself. It's one thing to tell me to fire someone else, but you're telling me to fire myself too. Now you got life fucked up. But this was a great story. I was the contract project manager on a government project. On a government project. On a government project. On a government project. Oh my God. Ever since I've been looking at X-Files. Rome never ended. They changed their name to alphabet letters, by the way. Okay. Government project office type work. At our periodic review on Thursday, the government announced they would not be renewing our contract. And our last day was Friday, the next day. I bought everyone into the conference room first thing the next day. Let everyone know that we were all out of a job and that today was anyone's last day. I had everyone email me their resumes and we went over everyone's on the conference room projector and updated them over the course of the day. I then printed out reference sheets for everyone and we all spent the remainder of the day writing letters of recommendations for each other. I ordered everyone pizza and bought everyone a round of drinks at the bar next door. Most folks had jobs by the end of the next week. Now that, my dear, is an amazing fucking manager. That is a great supervisor. That is a great CEO. That is a great leader. Not someone hunting a paycheck. Being in leadership roles is about the fucking people. It's not about yourself. Being a parent is not about you, boo. It's about the fucking child. And the two of those industries are fucked up. You got parents out here living their best lives, not knowing that your child is suicidal or your child is internally upset about the decisions that you made as an adult that were piss poor, they'll never tell you because they love you so much. But now they have mommy or daddy issues. You know what I mean? Like, and the cycle continues. They don't know any better, so how can they do better? Or they can only do as better as a little bit that you gave them. And then we have management that is not molding these people up to be the best they can be. The only sector that I think does that is military, but it's only to their own agenda. They do turn misbehaved boys into great leaders and great men. But to what? Go overseas and kill children and kill women? And I've been hearing stories that those people don't just get killed. They get raped too. Just go Google like war. Like I'm in the middle of going over trauma in my life, and I'm making my own personal book, but I'm making a journal for the world too. So mine's going to be separate from the world. And one of the traumas that came up is war. And you should just read those stories about war. They don't just bomb a building. They're gathering up the women and children and having a field fucking day. Think about it. These men are away from their wives. If they ain't sleeping with somebody in the war, what do you think they're doing? They're not jacking off. It's horrid. Anyways, co-worker, good morning, me. Who hired this bitch? That is so mean. And my mom, she listens to this comedian, and this comedian said she got fired like 20 times. And I thought that shit was like hilarious. I had never heard of that before. But you know what? She was her authentic self. Because a lot of times you mold yourself and you are this image that the job wants you to be. And I remember when I stopped doing that. It wasn't, you know, hi, how you doing? It was, okay, well, let me get your social. All right. Like, I was just like, I'm not going to be that little robot. Like, this is me. And then I realized I don't need to be on the phone because that's not authentically me. I need a job where tell me to do ABC and I will get you ABC while I listen to my podcast, listen to my music, whatever, whatever, and go on about my day. So the more you learn about yourself, just the better everything else will be. It truly does start with you. Okay, if I died and, but you know what? Let me add something to that. As a manager, if I see that my employee could soar in another role, I would help them get there. You want to know why? That credit, that glory, that honor, and the universe blessings are going to come back to me. The same thing as a teacher. They see the potential in their kid. Oh, she does good at writing. Hey, baby, why don't you sign up for this poet or this writing contest or this spelling bee? Or he's good in sports. Okay, let me get this coach to mentor him because he's going to go. Then when those people grow up, they always go back to their coach, man. You really changed my life. They always go back to that teacher. You saved my life. Like, I look at Cut 100, and one of those, they'll interview 100 people with different questions. And a student told a teacher that they really saved their life. Like, my mom has mentioned that. Miss Levy. How do I know who that teacher's name? Because my mom has mentioned how she was such a mother figure in her life. Like, you're not just a teacher. Your calling is so much more than that. And I probably should have went in that role, but I probably would have felt like the educational system is just like government. It's a fucking lie, and I'm feeding the lie to the people. Like, if it was a holistic spiritual school, I would be all down. But they're teaching pre-K how to pleasure themselves. You're just setting them up for the predator that's waiting at home. You know what I mean? I don't know. Before they talk about pleasure, y'all need to get a psychiatrist in every one of these classrooms and ask these babies who have been touching on them. That is a major trigger for me, and I can't wait to do that podcast. Because that's where a lot of this shit starts at, right there. And then it trickles to all the other sins in the world. But anyways, if I died and went straight to hell, it would take me at least a week to realize that I wasn't at work anymore. That shit was funny to me. Life is too short to work with assholes. 13 signs that it's time to quit your job. I'm at the part, so I can't click on it, but click on that, and that was a great read. Do I love my job? No. But does it afford me the ability to go on lavish vacations and buy anything that I want? Also, no. You're killing yourself for a job that will replace you within a week if you drop dead. Take care of yourself. Woohoo! 2 week notice. This is my last day. 1/1/15. That shit was funny. I am currently out of the office and don't plan on returning. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. I'm out. I'm quitting my job to save my mental health. I'm probably going to struggle financially for a little while, but my sanity is worth it. I hate when I lose things at work, like pens, papers, sanity, and dreams. This is from McDonald's. It says, don't quit. We know many of you may be expecting a large refund from your income taxes and may consider quitting your job. Think before you act. Tax refunds don't last forever, and you will need a job when the money runs out. You are important to us. If you need to take a short leave of absence, please let us know. We can work with you. Please get with your store manager to discuss your options. Again, a great manager, a great leader. You know what all that job can do. It's up to you to hand those things to the employees. You sit in your chair and twirl all fucking day. It's the least you can do. Like, let them use a leave of absence before you lose a fucking employee. You got to train someone new all over again. Like, make it make sense. You've invested years in this person and you're just going to lose them? Like, what the fuck can you do to keep them? It's just like a relationship. When y'all hit a bump in the road, you either going to work hard to keep that thing going or you're out. Like, I'm just starting to see everything really is a mirror. Parents and kids, work and money, you know. Like, they really are all relationships. What you eat and your health, they all are fucking relationships really run the world. What you eat and how healthy you are, that's a fucking relationship. The love that you have for yourself and the love that you take from others, that is a relationship. You don't do much for yourself, then you're not going to accept much from others. And then you wonder why it's a problem. It starts with you. Like, I literally had to sit back and see this shit for what it was. Like, life is a mirror. Like, Earth is planet mirror. Everything reflects, my nigga. Okay. Let me keep going. Congratulations on quitting your job without being escorted out of the building. That was awesome. Let me see if I can read this one. Dear Walmart, I've had enough of this place and the managers who over the course of time encouraged me to yell and threaten my employees with write-ups just to get the job done. I've been understaffed by Walmart's own regulations for most of 2 years and I have been employed. I refuse to be belittled and ridiculed and mocked in front of my associates that look to me to lead them. My successful efforts to have the best Walmart in Tyler, Texas have been nonchalant and carelessly met with heavy criticism on my ability to do my job well. Since the deli has never looked good, according to Robert Tarito, I'm resigning effective Saturday, December 27, 2014. That's today. Woohoo! I will be joining my husband in celebration of my resignation. In closing, I suggest that Walmart takes more time on personality screening when considering who should be in upper management. Oh my God. Let me put a pin there. The stress is simply not worth the pay. P.S. Have fun with inventory. Pookie. Sincerely, Angel, the former Walmart deli manager. That's probably what it is. Y'all worried about screening employees? No, baby. Screen the managers, because that's who's going to mold the employees to go into management and to become, or to go into positions that better fit them. And if that manager can't do that, they don't need to be escalated to that role. You know, again, I look at a manager as a mom. I look at a manager as a teacher. Those people are under you to lead. Like, all of my charts, it says lead, 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 lead. Like, I just cannot. So when I look at those positions, like, I know what the fuck you're supposed to be doing. And it comes effortless to me. Every job that I've ever had, they pulled me for leadership. When I try to get to them leadership roles, I realize it's fucking bullshit. I do. Like, when I was at, I was right out of high school as a manager. They do have ABC, so I was a third tier manager, which is fine because I need to learn what the fuck to do. But I walked in and got the fucking job. My best friend was a cashier. And she told me they was hiring. Boom, walked in and got the job. I had the keys to the store and everything. That whole shift, the employee, all that. Like, I ran that shit. And I realized I did so much work pulling all that shit off the truck, putting all that shit on the shelves. And the only thing the cashiers would have to do is ring that shit up. I was like, I'm getting paid peanuts. I found a job sitting down, running my fucking mouth. Like, yeah, management is great, but I know you can work smart and not necessarily have to work hard. Why is it okay for everything else, but it's not okay for us as people? So it's okay to not have a horse and buggy, but to create a steel car with a fucking battery and motor in it to get around faster. a train, a boat, a plane. Why is it okay to work smart in those aspects, but as an employee, you don't want them to work smart? One of my biggest pet peeves at my job was we just had BAP-ass systems. How can you be running a whole country and in charge of finances and not have a great system? When I was taking accounting, I was getting mad because it was making me do everything from paper and pencil. And I knew they had fucking systems. Like, I know how this shit works. You plug the numbers in the systems and voila, it's done. If you want to know what I mean, let me give you an example. Back in the day, accountants had to use pen and paper, write all that shit up, blah, blah, blah. It was very long and tedious, and they got paid a lot of money for it. Fast forward to 2022, because that's where the fuck we are. TurboTax, you could take a picture of your damn W-2. It plugs all of that shit into the system. You ask a couple of yes-no questions, and voila, your fucking taxes are done. Do you know there are pages upon pages of a tax return? But you only saw a few pages, and boom, you got your money. Work smart, not hard. Like, I'm not a fucking slave. Let's go back to slavery. Our people were so smart. A lot of us were inventors, so don't ever let them tell you you were dumb. A lot of these inventions were by African Americans. They did not have the money to patent them, so they didn't, their name did not go on billboards, and you do not know them. But if you go on African American, whatever, I didn't learn a lot of stuff until I took African American history in fucking college. So if you just Google it, I mean, Google is fucking there, you will see a lot of inventions are by African Americans that just did not have the money for patents, for copyright, for all the fucking shit. So someone swooped in, cut them a small ass check, and made billions. That reminds me of that Tyler Perry movie. They offered that man in one of those movies a check, and that girl said no. They're gonna offer you that to see if you take it. Tell them no. He said no, and they offered him so much more. Like, don't. I don't know why that's okay to do in life. Like, don't. You're gonna make trillions and trillions and trillions, and you cut me this? Like, what is wrong with, do you not know karma? That is how karma is generated. And it's in your life, you can't even eat up all that karma. So guess where it's gonna go? Your first generation, your second generation, your third generation. This life is a legacy game. You worked up all that fucking karma for your ancestors to eat. How selfish. Now, if that ain't selfish, I don't know what is. If you don't care about your damn self, I hope you care about your kids. But again, upper management should be screened, because if you don't have those, I feel like this, I feel like gifts are born. You either have them or you don't. They can't be taught. When I was in a leadership class, they want to say you can't learn them. No, the fuck you can't. You can pretend. That's what I learned in corporate America too. You can pretend. You can lie. Even government. Did not our president say them student loans will be wiped away? Raise your hand if your student loan is gone, because mine is still fucking sitting there. You could have kept the damn interest fee, wiped that shit away. Okay? Control, Alt, Delete, Backspace, please. But we think it's, oh, but don't lie here. Don't be dishonest there. But y'all fucking lie all the damn time. There was an article in California for African Americans to get reparations, and I want to do a podcast on that. And at the end, he said that he hopes this will push for other states. My mom, I always, because that never sits right with me. I'm connected to my ancestors deep. I have never picked cotton a day in my life, but I feel that shit in my soul. I feel that shit in my soul. And maybe it's because my grandma and my uncle used to have us looking at PBS all the damn time. Baby, and because I'm empathic, so when they were singing them hymns, I felt it. When they were telling them stories, baby, I felt it. Oh, it's in here. As a Cancer moon, baby, okay, cancers feel to the depths of our soul. We would probably make great actors and actresses because we feel. When I look at a movie, I don't like scary movies. I feel that. And you know what? Young Pharaoh said them shits ain't fake. And I kind of feel like it's some truth to that. What if they literally are cutting off somebody's arm and that's the scream that you hear? Because I feel it. I have to turn my head and cut that shit off. Ah! That don't sound like a horrified scream, right? But in those movies it is. It just makes you wonder, like, I just know so much more about this thing called life. It's like, It's like a cross between heaven and hell. It really is. We all have free will. And either you on the dark end doing whatever the fuck you want to do, or you on the light end trying to bring in as much joy, happiness, peace, and healing as you can. But the fuck, it's a tornado and all that shit is twisting round and round. But where was I going with that? Screening managers for personality tests. Oh, reparations in California. And I totally agree with that. But what my mom was saying is if they agree to the hurt and pain and the reparations, all of these industries will fall. And they have to stand together because if one cracks, they all will go down. And that means they won't have all of these riches that they have. And I don't give a fuck. Let the shit vanish. Start the fuck over just like us. How the hell life insurance started with slaves being property, right? The people got paid whether the slave died or not. So it was okay to hang them and burn them and shoot them and let the dogs eat them and throw them in the lakes with fucking alligators. Well, no, why they got a check regardless? And those same companies today are still asking us for money to insure us. Fuck you and your insurance policy. Because if it wasn't for my ancestors, you wouldn't have that money. You know why it hurts me so much? I finally figured the trigger. Because my ancestors could still be alive today. Or they could have had such a better life passing down things that would make me a better person. Passing down the woman of rights. Passing down our healing capabilities. Passing down our knowledge. Passing down our wisdom. But no, we had to fucking focus on staying alive and preventing our families from being separated or healing wounds of being raped or forced to have 15 kids and being torn apart and separated. Like, we had to battle that. Our ancestors had to battle that. Our grandparents had to do the best they could to get out of that. Our parents had to do the best they could to get in those fucking corporate. And I feel like we're the generations that are saying, fuck all of that. Tear all this shit down. Tear it all down. Tear it all down. We are 400 fucking years behind. And I saw so much at the job. It literally boils my blood. I'm going to go over that in a minute, though. Let me get through Pinterest. Fuck all y'all. This is the next one. She has a box with office supplies. She said, fuck all y'all. I'm going to a better place where I can pee as often as I like. That shit is so funny. Shout out to my sister if you're hearing that, because that reminded me of you. I love pretending to have courage to quit my job. Oh, wait. I did today. Last day of work. Farewell, coworkers. I know has been a pleasure working with me. I thought it was funny. Sometimes deciding to quit something is the most remarkable, bold, and courageous thing you can do. If it's not right for you, if it's sapping your spirit and not part of your ideal vision for your future, then it's something to quit and quit soon. That really spoke to me. I don't know if anyone else has been through that, but I'd be doing a lot of things that I don't want to do. And I feel like I stopped doing it. I stopped doing a lot of things that I don't want to do. And my job was like the last straw. And I was literally doing it for the money. Jobs be like, we need a 2-week notice. Nah, you're going to get noticed when I'm not there. Why people change jobs. 75% of the workers who voluntarily left their job did so because of their bosses and not the position itself. People don't quit jobs, they quit bosses. I really do agree with that. I really do agree with that. I feel like when you're fired, it's the boss quitting you. When you quit, it's you quitting your boss, which again reminds me of relationship. It's like, I'm sorry, this relationship is not working anymore. And I feel bad for the companies because y'all don't even know all of these relationships are ending because y'all have these people in place to keep these relationships and they're doing a piss poor job. I mean, this is your legacy too. This is your meat, bread, and butter too. And if you don't get that in line, it's, you know, why would you want to keep hiring people all the damn time? I don't know about you, but my parents came from a generation where they stayed at those companies for 30, 40, 50 years. You want to know why? Growing up, do y'all remember family picnics? I'm like, I know all these damn employees. It was always family stuff. Family picnic, family this, family that. At the job, I would hear stories about the coworkers and their marriages and their families and stuff. It was like a community. It was like a village. I can't tell you two pieces of information about any of my damn coworkers. I only know one about my boss, and she finally broke down and was explaining her mental illness or her sickness. You should have been explained that. People would have understood a bit more, but that's still not an excuse. Maybe that's your body telling you that this is toxic and you need to leave, but you chose to stay, and so it's hurting your body. Maybe you need to look at it that way. But anyways, I told you I quit because I wanted to explore new opportunities, but I really meant you should go fuck yourself. Ah, just wanted to let you know that I meant to put in my 2 weeks notice 2 weeks ago. That's me. If it no longer works for you, then leave. It's never worth staying at a job that makes you miserable and it doesn't help you to become a better person. If you're brave enough to say goodbye, life will reward you with another hello. Remember that time we came to work and we were excited? Me neither. This is sad. When I have my company, I don't want my people to feel like this. This is so fucking sad. I'm quitting to pursue my dream of not working here. Sometimes it pays to take a risk and up and quit your job. There is not enough money in the world to make you truly happy. And if anyone tells you differently, they are lying to themselves. Replacing me is easy, but getting them to do the same shit I did is damn near impossible. Now, I want to put a star on my back for that. My mom can tell you, I was on the phone with these people, like, low-key spiritually ministering. Not Christian-wise, but ministering for this thing called life with love and light and hope and encouragement. I'm an encouragement to a T. You can ask anybody that know me, baby. I can encourage you. Still working on encouraging myself, but baby, I can encourage you. It just comes out naturally. It just come right from God through me to you. That's how easy it be. But so many people have cried on the phone with me. Customers have given me their fucking numbers. We have connected. It's hard. If you wait for your money, that's hard to connect with somebody. I'm pissed as hell. Who I need to talk to with my fucking money? Baby's crying in the background. I'm about to lose my job. And we crying, talk about life, giving each other scriptures, praying. I know that I'm meant to do so much more. So much more. And I'm just wasting my life force energy on what? A crooked ass system? Like, no. Like, I just could not do it anymore. I just felt like my spirit was like, choose me. Like, bitch, when are you going to choose me? You have been choosing everybody else for me. Men, work, money, relationship, all this shit. You've been choosing everybody, but choose me. And I feel like I finally chose me. Like, oh my God. I'm going to have a moment. The deepest sympathy for your loss is me. I quit. That was a car. I didn't even know they made cars like that, y'all. I'm doing some spring cleaning at work by clearing out my desk and never coming back. If I work so hard at a job that I hate, imagine what I could do with a job that I love. So, by the way, y'all, I have a broker. I'm going to do a whole podcast on that. I love her. I literally cried at the table with her. I can't wait to see what God is going to allow us to do. And until I'm able to do that full time, I am waiting to hear back from some other employers that are in the same real estate industry, which will be good knowledge wise. But like, that was just encouragement for me. Like, bitch, if you can do XYZ for people you don't, the same energy you was giving them people waiting for their money is the same energy you're gonna be giving these people buying their fucking house. That's what spirit was telling me. Like, bitch, you're gonna help them clean their credit. That's what we put you in credit repair. You're gonna help them buy their house. That's what we got you in real estate. Did you not know the plan? Oh, I know you didn't see the plan, but I knew, boo. I knew you needed to get your little experience. I knew you needed to learn. I got you. And I'm like, okay, spirit got me, period. Because we need property, y'all. Whether it's land and you put a trailer on there or live in your car, your RV, property is it. Property is it. And I also want to learn how to put that shit in a, what do they call them damn things? A trust. I still got a lot to learn. But the game is rigged. I saw it every fucking day. It disgusted me. It fucking disgusted me. Okay, I'm going to get to that. People don't leave because things are hard. They leave because it's no longer worth it. You know when you just have to walk away from things that don't align with you anymore? Yeah, I just quit my job. Congratulations on quitting the job that was killing your soul. And I'm glad I ended there because it literally was. It was killing my soul. So I'm going to go and I'm going to pause here and I'll go into another segment because this could be a two, three, four fucking podcast. All right, I have to go to Michael's, so I'll be back, y'all. All right, and that concludes episode 2. That concludes episode or part 2 of I Quit or Release the Job. It's so funny because the company that I was working with back in 2016, they actually reached back out to me and I shared it with both of my sisters and it's like, wow, like we are cycling back around as I used to work at Allstate. And I was telling the universe, I want to work from home. I do not want to be on the phone. You know, like, these are just things that will give me peace. And I want to make more money than what I make now. So I'm just excited to see how that's going to come through. I will catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.
It's 7.9 billion people in this world, yet you met me. And that is not by happen chance. It's a divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. If life is a school, what lesson did you learn today? What class did you take today? Did you pass or fail your test or pop quiz? If so, it's okay. Failing allows you to restudy an area that you're weak in so you can try again better than before and pass with 100%. Keep learning, evolving, and spreading love, and I hope you see the fruits of your labor. Namaste, levaste, and always vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. Love you. Talk to you later. Mwah.